All right. I know this one. I just can't recall this. When you tell me I'm going to kick myself, that is the debut of that song on the show. I love it. I never hear it. And when you tell me who sang it, I'm going to kick myself.
So the song is about an incident that happened exactly 50 years ago to this day.
Really? Okay, so that was 1975.
Correct. November 10th, 1975.
Okay. It's interesting you play today. You got your history in order here. Mm-hmm. Let me guess what happened on November 10th, 1975.
Think Michigan territory. Wisconsin.
Michigan blocked a punt late against what? No. I don't know.
That is Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. I knew that, but I couldn't recall it. All right.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
What happened? I don't know this.
It was the largest. I think it was a freighter.
Right.
And I think it was just used to ship iron ore, but it was like the largest freighter at the time. And a storm came early. No one knows what happened because the boat sank. No one survived. And it's the bottom of Lake Superior.
Really?
I believe.
I had no clue. No clue. One other quick thing. Today is the 250th birthday of the Marine Corps.
Well, happy birthday. Okay.
Thank you to every Marine. I have an unbelievable amount of respect for the Marines. And from the halls of Montezuma to Shores Tripoli. Great stuff. Great stuff for unbelievable amount of respect for the Marines. And from the halls of Montezuma to Shores Tripoli. Great stuff. Great stuff for Marines. Happy birthday, Marines. Birthday boys. Birthday boys. Birthday boys. I want to get to Ricky Spartberg. Ricky, hang on. I got to do two quick things. First, engineered sleep, engineeredsleep.com. When I saw the ES Duo mattress, first of all, I was like, I don't understand why no other mattress company's ever done this before. And the second thing is, I was like, how does it work to where if you move it from side to side, the top part of the mattress doesn't come off. You got to like pick it straight up. Like it's this Velcro that's not Velcro. They invented this stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, man. Like, you guys are geniuses. And in the end, it just saves you so much money. And it's the best mattress made. So find out what I'm talking about. I'll promise you this. If you don't like the Engineer Sleep ES Duo mattress, then call me. I've never had anybody ever call or complain or text. This is the best mattress in the world, and it's thousands of dollars cheaper than the high-end mattresses you'll see at other places. And it's not a gimmick. You can't beat that. I can't wait to hear what Ricky in Spartanburg says, because Ricky, good morning. This is your first game in 25 years. Did I hear that right? Am I reading it right? Hey, Ricky. Ricky, don't lose that number. Ricky! I got to put him on hold. See if we get Ricky back. Because here's a point I wanted to make. First of all, how's it been 25 years? I need to know that. Ricky! Hey, Rick! Slick Rick. Now, the other thing is, I got this text message from my friend Dave, and he makes a very good point. The last 2 weeks have been fun. Ricky, call me back. The last 2 weeks have been fun. I didn't like losing to Duke in the last second there. 2-point conversion last minute. But it was a fun game, and the kids are playing hard. The men are playing hard. Did you get that sense, Will Clinton? Like, the effort's been there the last 2 weeks, and these games have been more fun the last 2 weeks. That SMU game was not fun. And the Syracuse game was the most disappointing game I've ever seen in Death Valley, because it wasn't fun at all.
Rain delay.
Yeah. We're leaving the stadium Saturday night. My son and I walk home, right? 40-minute walk, right at 2 miles. And we're leaving the game, and he said, hey, Dad, that was fun. I went, yeah. He goes, and no weather delays, Dad. That was weird, huh? It's like, yeah, man. Some of those games just been miserable. My good friend Matt, who I didn't sing happy birthday to the other day that I needed to, had a good birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday, Matt. Many, many more. All right, I think Ricky's back. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Mickey. How are you?
I'm great. Did I read this thing right? It was your first game in 25 years. Uh-oh. Got to turn your radio down, Ricky.
My first game at
Cliff. Turn your radio down.
I think I have it down. Hang on a second, Mickey.
All right. Or take me off Bluetooth or whatever you got to do. See if we get this thing.
How about that? Is that better?
Yeah, so much better. Thank you. First game in Clemson in 25 years?
Yeah, well, no. It's actually my first game at Clemson since 1991, Georgia Tech.
All right.
And I was 21 years old at the time. Now, my fiance went to, who's now my wife, went to Carolina. So I went to several Clemson games down there. Okay. And a bunch of Carolina games in the meantime, but at Clemson, 1991, Georgia Tech. And so anyway, I just had a few thoughts about it. I'll tell you, first of all, thank you, WCCP. I was driving around Friday afternoon, and you guys were giving away some tickets, and I thought, heck, I don't have YouTube TV. I'm going to have to figure out all day Saturday how to get the game on TV, and why not just go? And the background for why I really wanted to go is I have a brother who in 2020, guy's the best in the best shape of anybody in my family probably by far, and he got COVID and ended up in a ventilator, and we were a couple hours from him dying. And he recovered, and when he did, we said, hey, we got to do more stuff together. Well, that's 5 years ago, and we hadn't done as well as we should about getting to a Clemson game. So this gave me that opportunity. And I took him, and Mickey, that was worth anything negative I might say in the next few minutes. You know, that was priceless for me.
Well, now let me say this, Ricky. I'm texting. This is interesting. I'm texting one of my cousins this morning, and she was at a party yesterday, and she's saying, "Hey, I was at a party with some ladies that knew your mom, and were speaking very highly of your mom. My mom passed in February, and I said, yeah, you know." One of the things I learned through this is like, man, life is so short. We got to cherish it. And the little things, we cherish it. So, if anything, first of all, I'm glad that the station was able to get you those tickets and your brother. But I'll listen and encourage even more, man. So, you guys did it. Y'all had a great time, right? You enjoyed his company. Life is short.
Absolutely.
Don't let it, you know, man, do it more often. Take advantage of it more often, right? Life's too short.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But that being said, we're both getting a little older, and I did tell him on the way home, we may do this from my basement a little more often.
Well, at least, yeah, we get the YouTube thing straightened out, but, yeah, y'all get together on Saturdays more. That's great.
Yeah, we will. But I just had a couple of observations, and I because it's been so long and it's so different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we driving down, we both said that you know, the Jumbotron was something that would be nice. We were sitting pretty high up, so we were able to see replays, and even I caught myself a couple of times not even looking at the field, just looking at the Jumbotron. But I tell you, Mickey, I'm going to sound really old when I say this, okay? And I know I'm in the minority. That thing and the feeling of almost being at a movie, almost all the breaks and the entertainment side of that, for me, it's tough. I'm used to, you know, getting into the game like I'm sure you do pretty good, and all the interruptions and all the distraction with the music and those kind of things. For me, it's just hard. I've got so many years of sitting in my basement there in my den, and being able to yell at the TV and go outside and release a little frustration and those kind of things. That I feel like I almost felt like I went to a concert at a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the thing now.
I totally get that. That's great for probably more people than not. But for me, it was very hard to get used to. I like to really think I focus on the game, and I like to think I affect the outcome. You know what I mean?
Oh
And so being there and all that distraction just kind of took me out of my element that way. I think my brother, who's 8 years younger, would disagree. I think he enjoyed that part a lot more than maybe I would. And there's other thing, you know, just I don't know, just a different feeling. We weren't real ready for the parking. We weren't quite sure what to do there, so we ended up parking about where your house must be. We walked a good mile and a half back, and that's interesting. But anyway. bottom line is it's great to go with him. It's great for you guys to help out with the tickets. And and I love Clemson. I followed Clemson since I was 70, since I was 7 years old. And I'm a little bit younger than you. But it was great to go. I'll go again, I'm sure. But there's just a lot of things about it, too, that were so, so different than that 1991 game and some of the games later on in Columbia that I could do without, to be honest.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you one question. Let me ask, like, when's the last time you've been to Williams-Brice?
It would have been about 1996, I believe. Okay. Right. No. That's not right, Mickey. Okay. 1998 or 9.
Yeah, I mean it's different, man. It's a different world now, and I'm gonna touch on it. But Rick, I appreciate it, man. I'm glad we were able to get you tickets. And again, let this be the inspiration. You and your brother do more, and it doesn't have to be football. You know, get together and do anything. You know, life's short, buddy.
For sure,
life is short.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
thanks right. for calling in, buddy.
Thanks
appreciate
for the show, Mickey.
Sure, man. Thank All you. Right. They're not after Ricky anymore. Me anymore. You know, it is a concert. There's fireworks. There's videos. It's a production. It's all those things on top of the game. But I want to tell you what I noticed on Saturday. All right? There's a couple of those songs, and they're girl songs. What's that one? I'm not doing it right. Hold on. I'll get you the word change back in a second.
You need to phone a friend? I bet Drake would know.
No, someone text me a couple of those girl songs. And it's female songs. Someone text in the text line. 654 Roar. A new one. Saturday night. Party in the USA. Thank you, Jeff.
Oh,
Party.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, and the one, I don't care. Well, and I'm noticing myself like, you know, what I would like, if you gave it to me, is like during the timeouts, go live to another game. Like, go live to the Alabama LSU game and show me the scores of the stats or something like that and say, okay, this is going on down in Baton Rouge. LSU might be driving to try to tie the game up, something like that. But that's not it. Here's what I know. On the I Don't Care song, they show people in the stands, and there are ladies in their 20s and 30s that are belting it out, having the best time on this thing. And then they notice on the screen, they go crazy. But, man, they're loving this song. Party in the USA. Yeah. And they're just going crazy. They're doing the arms. Like, they're having a blast. And you know what? If that's what this got to take to get people in there, I'm all for it. I don't like the song. I don't care. Who sings I Don't Care?
I think it's like an Eastern European.
I don't care. It's not a good song.
I mean, it's not terrible. There's worse songs that you could. I mean,
yeah, but
you want to hear Mo Bamba again?
No, my thing is, yeah. First of all, I can't believe the Mo Bamba thing, like the lyrics in it, and you play it at football games?
Well, they edit all the lyrics out.
Yeah, but still, everybody in the crowd sings it. And they know. Yeah. I thought we were in a Me Too world. I don't think you can say those things. Anyway, my point is, like, if it was me, it'd be like, we will rock you, and hell's bells, like someone texted in, or like some intimidating songs instead of, I don't care.
That's Charlie XCX. I'm embarrassed I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
Never heard of her.
Brat.
Really? But my point is that you look up in the stands, and those young people are having a blast. And they're singing, they can't wait. They know Charlie's XCX, whatever that is. They might not know Antonio Williams.
Yeah.
They might not know Tyler Brown, but they know Charlie XCX, and they love singing it. There was a woman behind me. I'm at the Notre Dame game 2 years ago, I guess it was. Whenever, and she was a sorority wannabe. What happened there was she had kids early in life and never got to join a sorority. And her daughter was in the sorority, and she had her little sorority girls with her. And she wanted to be 25 for the first time kind of a thing because she had to go from 18 to 40, you know. But, man, every single Taylor Swift song that came on, That woman belted it out, and she sang it louder than Taylor Swift, and it was like, oh my gosh, and she was having the best time ever. And I started noticing, it's not for me. The football is for me.
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift is for other people, and they love it. And so my thing is, let them have a good time, man. Let them have a good time.
This is the same thing with the NFL halftime show.
Yeah.
You're attracting a crowd that yep. is not normally there or watching to watch yep. football.
Yeah. Now, I will say That's this. All it is. I will say this, and this is ironic because we're going to take a break. We'll tell you about all of our great sponsors. But as a text of the in-game experience, a lot of people got to pay a lot of money to put that thing on. So you got to notice a lot of things. To be honest with you, you need to eliminate a few of the – ladies and gentlemen, turn your attention to West End Zone as we now welcome – look, here's my deal. Keep the sick kid. That's great. I love seeing a kid beat cancer, and I'm going to stand up every single time. I got a buddy of mine's got to have a kidney procedure in a couple of weeks, and we joke about it. Like, I asked him what the survival rate of it is, stuff like that. You know, we give him a hard time about it. But then I'll get this text the other day. He wants to know, can he be the Prisma Health kid of the game or whatever? That's great, man. I'm going to stand up for the kid 100 times in a row. Keep the military hero guy. I'm all for that. But the president's professor of the game and another professor of the game and student of the game and lottery winner of the game and the football run and with the kids running 100 yards and put the stamp on the screen with a little ball underneath that moves around. And I'm telling you, people, I don't know what it is, but something as silly as a shuffle game on a video screen, people, like, our attention spans are so short that I can't just sit there and catch my breath during a timeout that I got to put that shuffle game up there. And on the shuffle game, make sure my mic's not too loud on this thing. Inevitably, somebody sits near me, and they'll do this. Three! It's three! I'm telling you, it's three! Three! It's three! I'm like, okay. It's three, dude. It's like, it's not that important. Like, if you don't get it right, the shell game, like, what does it matter? It's fun, though, for people. So my point is, let them enjoy it. I enjoy the football. And I'm there for the football. And if you didn't do any threes, then that'd be okay with me. But they enjoy it, man. Yeah.
Got to keep people engaged one way or another.
It's exhausting, though. It's exhausting. Oh, we're sitting near each other.
I recognize that voice now.
Oh, yeah. Three! Oh. Texas said, unpopular opinion, people start clapping before the announcer finishes the story about the military and the kid of the game. Yeah, like, I want to hear the whole story. And I can't hear it because of that. Yeah. I don't care. Texas said, is Icona Pop.
Okay, that's the Eastern European band.
Icona Pop?
Yeah, they actually had a concert in Clemson maybe 8 years ago. Yeah, they're Swedish. Mm. Ha, I'm good. Swedish.
So the irony of all that is, you got to take a short break. Much more on the other side right after this.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit LongviewCarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Down in the valley, oh, rare
see, here's the thing. I like that. Here's what I noticed about music. Well, let me say that for a quick second, because I need to tell you about Ingles. And, man, I was at Ingles the other day, and I want to tell you, I've discovered some great stuff there. The salad bar is awesome. I already knew that. I like that they've already fresh cut the fruit for you, so I don't have to go in and, like, get the pineapple out. I'm a big pineapple fan. I got to do more of that. I'm a big cantaloupe fan. I got to do more than that. So their vegetables, I don't talk about the fruits and vegetables enough. They do a great job of putting those things together. And then I go right over to the bakery, and, man, like, for any kind of special occasion, those cakes and those pies, they do an absolutely incredible job. I love Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love the wide aisles, love the fact I can cut through the freezer aisles and I have to go all the way around. Love getting my gas filled up. I got to get gas this morning. I'm going to try to make it to Ingles. Save advantage on my Advantage card. Save money on that. We love it. It's our great friends over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings. Here's the basic thing I'll tell you about music. I like my music, and I like what I like. I don't like what I don't like. And so I don't care, but I love Rattlinbach. So at the baseball games, don't play I don't care, but play Rattlinbach. I finally found someone, and I think I'm going to have to change my whole opinion of this. How long is this video, Will?
I think it's just 20 seconds long.
All right, 20 seconds long. Let me set this up. I have ripped Hugh Freeze in the station for years and years and years. But I might be a Hugh Freeze fan. I saw this online the other day, one day late last week. He's talking to his team in the pregame before they play Ball State. And he's talking about the fan here trying to get his players fired up about this.
And tonight, I submit to you that there's some family that drove from I don't know where, parked 5 miles out away from this stadium, and they saved all freaking year long just to buy a ticket to climb to the top of that stadium and watch your tail play. You owe them something.
I'm sorry. That's it. I don't give one rat's hair on my behind about your NIL anymore. I don't care about what coach makes anything anymore. I don't care about any of the products you're trying to sell me anymore. You owe me something. If I save up all my money, all my time to park 5 miles from the stadium, to sit at the top of the stadium, to climb up, he's right. There's a family out there that doesn't get to do it. Now, I'm blessed. I'm blessed that I can buy tickets. I'm blessed I can take my son to the game. I had a great time. But the fact is that finally someone says something about the fan and not about your NIL money. He's right. You owe them something. There are so many people in that stadium and in Williams-Brice and in Sanford Stadium and in Jordan-Hare and in the Swamp and the Horseshoe and the Big House that saved up all year long to go spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on tickets to park, to spend way too much money to park 5 miles away from the stadium and climb up to the top of these stadiums to see your tail play football. That's who I care about. I sound like a politician. I don't care about Wall Street. I care about Main Street. I care about you, the people. Nobody cares about you. But Hugh Freeze is 100% right there. As a player, they're paying your salary now. You owe them something. YouTube TV, you owe me something. ESPN, you owe me something.
That's like paying all that money to go see a game, and when you get there, they canceled it. And they said, you don't get your money back. Go take it up with the AD. Sign a petition.
2322 says, Mickey, what is that speech from my son was getting the car when it first came on? Let's do this again. All right. And oh, by the way, 6444 says, never been a huge fan, but he's 100% right. You know, I'll tell you what. Shane Beamer does this to his team. His teams. Shane Beamer takes his football team to the top of Williams-Brice every single year and sits them up there in the top part of the upper deck. And he says, this is what people save all year long to join the Gamecock Club, to pay thousands of dollars to sit in these seats that you can barely see down there in the field to watch your tails play. It means so much to that fan that they save all their money. And it's harder on families. They save all their money to do it all year long and look forward to it all year long. They owe you something. Again, now, just to set it up, this is Hugh Freeze to his team before the opener this year, I think it was. Was it this year, Ball State? Let me look this up quickly. What took me years because he wasn't there that long. Had to be one of these years here. Auburn and home opener. Auburn and Ball State.
And tonight, I submit to you that there's some family that drove from I don't know where, parked 5 miles out away from this stadium, and they saved all freaking year long just to buy a ticket to climb to the top of that stadium and watch your tail play. You owe them something.
See, that's we. That's we. The two letters that mean something in college athletics. W-E, not N-I-L. That's what we had, and that's what we need, and that's what we want. That's why they saved for a full year. And thank goodness Hugh Freeze mentioned it to his team about that. It's not a privilege that we get to watch you play ball. It's your privilege that they save their money all year long, parked all that way. You'd be surprised. We walked again. I live right at 2 miles from the Rock. About a 40-minute walk with my kid. I can do it a little bit faster. You'd be shocked at how that the number of people, because we're walking home Saturday night, the number of people that park over a mile away from the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
So just to get this right, they gave to IPTE or they bought these tickets, hundreds of dollars, families, saved up money, got in the car, left early, fought the traffic, came, parked, walked over a mile, sitting up in the nosebleeds. That's who it is. That's what this is about. It's not about how much more you can get in your NIL. So you transfer to some other, your fifth school in, or your sixth school in 5 years or whatever. Thank goodness for Hugh Freeze. What a good guy. Love that guy.
The message, very important. I love the message.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell myself that he stole that entire speech and quote from somebody else because I just I don't like the man. But the words are very important.
Anyway, I'm glad. So glad Hugh Freeze was the one to say it. Texture says, my wife teaches at Spartanburg High School. Kids on the team beg her to come to their games, and we go a lot. There's hardly anybody that would compare to the 70,000 in college stadiums. That's also a great reminder to the current NIL players, the privilege of performing in front of a crowd like that. You see, 8008, you're exactly right. Without these fan bases that paid the money to build these huge stadiums and then paid the money for your huge contracts and paid the money for your huge coaching contracts and paid the money for your Nikes and Under Armour and Adidas deals and paid the money for your scholarships, and paid the money for your weightlifting, weight rooms, and paid the money for your beautiful dorms, and paid the money for all the security around and all the insurance you have and all the medical benefits. These people, without these people, and then you get to put on their iconic uniforms and play in front of their iconic bands and their iconic fight songs. Like, that's the power, man. That's the brand.
You're a superhero to kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're larger than life.
Yes. But yet we've made it to where that's not the brand. That's not the importance. The importance is me. Because here's the thing. We were here before you. And we will be here after you. So the idea you think is about me, I don't know, man. I don't know. And I watch this Florida State defensive back give up two straight plays and then talk trash. I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of good players before you wore that thing on the side of your helmet, that spear. Like, I don't know. Like, you act like you're the only one and you did something. I don't know. Whew. All right, Daryl, hang on. Short break. We'll come back. Final segment of a Monday show. Who would have thought that me and Hugh Freeze would be bedfellows, but I know what he's called on his burner phone, so we won't be bedfellows.
Use a different term.
Yes. Me and Hugh Freeze be boys. But quickly, before I tell you about Harbin Lumber, what'd you think of the Hugh Freeze?
Oh, no, it's a great speech. The message and the words I wholeheartedly agree with.
Yeah. Good stuff. So the other day, I don't know if I told you this or not, the other day, my wife and I were thinking about renovating some stuff in the kitchen and maybe on our back deck. And so I called Harbin Lumber, or I just texted Wes and Randy this, and within, as I finish hitting send, Wes gets back to me, and he goes, I got your contract, I got everything, I'll be at the house tomorrow. I'm like, man, that's Harbin Lumber for you right there. And they were there, and they stayed longer than they needed to stay, and they showed me everything and gave me the options, and now they're putting together some plans for me. That's Harbin Lumber. That's what I'm talking about. That when I sent the text, it was so nice to see someone want to do what they wanted to do for me and do it the way they do it for me. And that's a full-service lumberyard. Hey, if you're an upstate builder, remodel, handyman, you're going to love dealing with this company. Give them a small job. They'll earn more of your business. They earn more of my business. I love these guys. HarbinLumber.com. That's working with – oh, by the way, that's working with the contractor on that whole deal to make sure it works. Love that idea. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Daryl, hang on. Short break. Coming back after this.
The most wonderful time of the year is here. As most people are adding pounds, what if you could begin the new year feeling lighter and stronger and without regret? Take control now and skip the holiday weight gain. I lost 67 pounds with PhD weight loss, and my PhD coach helped change the way I think about food, showed me exactly what to eat, and how to enjoy holiday meals without the guilt. The PhD Metabolic Reset System helps your body burn fat first, so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. And right now, for November only, PhD weight loss is making it so easy to get started, waiving your consultation fee, adding 2 weeks for free, and even covering the cost of your food. On top of all that, you'll get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get all these bonuses. Make 2026 the year you actually make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today and make this the best holiday season ever. Call 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleballer, a golfer, a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine, the consultation there. It's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304 4249.
This winter, save big with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Upgrade to an energy-efficient Armstrong air system and get up to $2,000 in federal tax credits before January 1st. Plus, choose 60 months no-interest financing or up to $2,000 in rebates on select heat pumps that may also qualify for utility rebates. That's real money back and long-term savings on your energy bills. Schedule your free estimate today at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, engineered comfort solutions.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit golfcartsc.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Paying rent for your student year after year and it just keeps going up? Invest in something that lasts. The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes offers maintenance-free, brand-new townhomes just minutes from campus and across from Lake Hartwell. Own a spacious, luxury home your student can live in with plenty of room for visitors on game day weekends. Build equity instead of throwing money away on rent. It's a smart move now and a valuable investment for the future. Check out The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown, Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, my great friends at Snyder Tree Care. Saw their ads at the game as well. Love Eric Snyder. Love Snyder Tree Care. Love their experience. Love their team. Hey, if you're looking for a way you want to get out from the cubicle and work for a great company, this is a company that has a terrific culture, has upper mobility inside the company, and it's just, again, it's a great company to work for, and that's why people like John and Scott and Jay and Luther and Caleb and Steve and Levi, Brent and Nathan, these people have been with them for so long, their experience for so long. Love what they do and how they do it. It's our great friends over at Snyder Tree Care. Shrub care, tree care, they have different packages for you. Don't forget about that. And some programs that are going to help your trees and shrubs be healthier long-term, short-term. They'll do a good job of that for you. The mulching service they do, the trimming and pruning, the emergency tree service, tree removal, commercials, they do all that as well. Great company to work for. To find out more about what they do and how they do it, 833-4MY-TREE, Snyder Tree Care. It's SnyderTree.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Daryl's in Boiling Springs. Daryl, thanks for your patience. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Mick. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Glad to hear you're doing well.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm doing great. So I don't know the details of Hugh Freeze's life in any way, shape, or form, nor do I want to revisit them today for sure.
Right.
And I know if my life were laid bare out there for everybody to see every jot and every tittle, there's some ugly stuff there, brother, that I'm thankful for God's grace. That said, I have a friend that has worked with Hugh Freeze. And that talk that you talked about, my friend told me he is one of the most incredible motivational speakers to a team that he's a football guy. He's been in football all his life. And he said, as far as his offensive mind, he said it's the most, and this guy's been in football a ton. He said he's the best offensive mind I've ever been around. And then he said, just as far, this is going to be ironic, and again, I don't want to go into any details. I don't know the whole history. He said, but he tries to teach young people the right way to do things, the right way to, you know, morally do the right thing. Now, he's failed, and again, I don't know the details there, but we've all failed. He's almost like a King David figure in some ways, based on what my bud has told me, from the standpoint that he just really cares about the kids. And that lesson that he was trying to teach in that the clip that you played, you know, for you, it's kind of like the Jerry Jones moment I had with the scene from Landman.
Yeah.
It's like I've never really been a Jerry Jones fan, but man, after that, and they kind of claimed that was, you know, a snippet of his life.
Yeah.
I guess the bigger meta-narrative comment I would have is that we all fail, we all make mistakes, but God can use all of us in spite of our frailties and our failings.
Man, thank goodness.
And man.
Yeah, because we all messed up. But what we screwed up.
I was ready to – I'm fired up. I'm ready to put on a helmet now and play after that speech. What an incredible speech.
Yeah. That's what we need to make a bigger priority. And for all coaches and all administrators – a lot of administrators listen to the show as well. And that's the point. Like, the single most important aspect of college football is the fan. And if we lose.
You know who understands that? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, if we lose sight of that, then we will become badminton.
Yeah.
I say that because there are. While there's all kinds of great football players doing great things out there now, there's a lot of somebody in badminton right now is the Michael Jordan of badminton, but nobody shows up to badminton matches, so we don't know that person at all. The reason that we know who these football players are is because there's 80,000 in the stands every single game, every single week, and millions watching on television. And so the fact is that it's the fan that makes it, and it's the fan. It's so much bigger than the player. It's the Hedges and the G and the Rock and the Hill and Sandstorm and 2001 and Cocky and the Tiger and the Bulldog. And that's what college football is, not one player who's making his money. Families and memories.
That's part of their tradition.
We. That's it, man. It's all about we. And but for some reason – the corporate dollar of it, and we think it's about somebody else other than the fan.
Right. And as you're saying that, you know, another group, I know you're a big country music fan. Mm. This will make sense in a minute, but the bottom line is the country music industry understood that from day one.
Yeah.
And they've never lost sight of that.
Yeah.
And you can just see it in all of them. Even the young ones, the older country music stars, you can tell they work really hard to try to make sure that the young ones always thank the fans. Yeah. If you watch the Ken Burns documentary on country music that was on PBS, incredible, you know, how it all started. And that's the key core value, which is basically just doing the golden rule. These people are paying us. That's their, you know, the country music stars. They pay us.
If it's not for the fan, then you'd be sitting in an empty bar somewhere, in an empty coliseum somewhere with nobody listening. You'd be singing to yourself.
Yeah.
It's the fan. Hey, man.
Amen.
I appreciate it, as usual. Always good.
Enjoyed it, man.
Always good to hear from you. Yes, sir. You too, my friend. That's it. When you go to this Morgan Wallen cat in the summer, in June, he's going to be in Death Valley in front of, I don't know how many, umpteen thousand or how many of a thousand people. But the story's the people. Not, because if not, he's just singing in front of his buddies at some, you know, some living room. That's it.
And he's shown up and canceled on people before.
Oh, no.
And the blowback from that, I think it let him know.
Oh, yeah.
Without these people, if you want them on your side.
Do you know who? I just looked it up. Lynn Dan.
Lynn Dan.
Yeah, you ever heard of Lynn
Dan? Reference. Oh, is that the opener?
No.
Who's that?
Lynn Dan. You don't know who it is. And I don't know who it was. But he is considered, widely considered, the greatest badminton player of all time. And the reason we don't know who it is because people don't show up for badminton. And ESPN doesn't broadcast badminton. Lynn Dan is to badminton what Michael Jordan is to basketball, or to Usain Bolt is to track, or Muhammad Ali is to boxing. Lynn Dan is an absolute BA when it comes to badminton. But we don't know who he is because 80,000 don't cram the stadium to see it. If badminton was if the fans would show up for badminton, then Lynn Dan would be Tom Brady. And we think everybody knew Lynn Dan was, and he'd be a multimillionaire and owning other badminton teams. But we don't know who he is and why. And it's simply the fan. Who won a NASCAR race over the weekend?
You are asking the wrong person.
We don't know. Years ago, we knew. And why didn't we know? And it's because, did he even race? I don't even know if they raced this past weekend because the fan doesn't show up anymore because it's not important anymore. The reason we covered it for 20 years in this station when I was doing it was because the fans showed up and the fans cared. And now the fans don't. So we don't talk any NASCAR on the show anymore. The fan is the single most important aspect of college athletics, professional athletics, entertainment. If it weren't for the fan listening to the show right now, which we deeply appreciate, then you and I would be sitting in these rooms together just talking to each other.
What's the badminton guy's name again?
Lynn Dan, L-I-N-D-A-N.
You know what? I think I would have known who he is if I got the Ocho on YouTube TV. But yes. Apparently, it's not about getting those sports out there. It's about bottom line.
That's right. Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I will say this about Hugh Freeze, and I go back to a song I listen to about 3 days a week, and it's the Kris Kristofferson, Why Me, where he talks about it. Lord, I've wasted it. I don't deserve what I got, and I've wasted it. But now tell me, is there a way I can repay you from all I've taken? And he says, maybe I can show someone what I've been through on my way back to you. And maybe that's what Hugh Freeze is. But he wasted it. We all waste it. And then, but maybe if we tell somebody else, maybe there's a way we can kind of repay just a little tiny bit of what we've taken. So anyway. Maybe Kris Kristofferson and Hugh Freeze will have a little moment one time in the future. Who knows? And I know Kristofferson's passed. That's why I said in the future. Skip the music, buddy. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
One of my favorite things from post game after Florida State is Davis when he's sharing what Nick Saban said to him during their phone call the week prior. It said, quote, "If you coach long enough, sooner or later, you'll have a season like you're having now. But there's opportunity in every situation." And then Saban asked Dabo if he needed anything. And he said, "Can you come play corner for me this week?"
Here's the thing about that. Saban talks about, and I love this idea, after a loss, if you don't take lessons and teach and move forward from a loss, then you've wasted the loss. So losses are opportunities to learn. And hopefully, or else you've just wasted a loss. It's just a loss then, right? Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com. For all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Let me tell you, from a standpoint of managing your rental properties, from a standpoint of getting your rental property, from a commercial standpoint, there's so many things these guys do. Besides building the houses and selling the houses and all the real estate stuff they do, there's so many great things they're doing right now. Get a full-service real estate company. So, in other words, if it's in Clemson, anything you need, get in touch with him, EricNewton.com. He can certainly help you out, Eric Newton, Tiger-Properties or EricNewton.com. One quick non-sports take. November the 16th. Go ahead and mark this one down. November the 16th. That is Sunday. Let me see. Is that right by saying this? Yeah, yeah, this coming Sunday. Landman Season 2 coming out. He just mentioned Jerry Jones. Go back and watch the Jerry Jones clip. If we have more time, we play it. We might play it tomorrow. Landman Season 2. It's back. That's right. With the bad weather the next 2 days, go ahead and catch up on Landman Season 1. The next, you know, you don't have Monday Night Football tonight maybe or something like that, but go back and catch up on that. And also, one other quick note, short week this week. Clemson plays on a Friday night. So on Friday's show, we'll have a busy Friday show for you, and it'll be the pre-game show. So don't miss that. Great job, Will Clinton. You'll be with me tomorrow?
Let's do it.
Always enjoy that for sure. So always look forward to it. Appreciate everybody listening today. It means so much you listen to us. Take time out of your day every single day to do that. Up next are my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful Monday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In. John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush.